Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm so happy you decided to join me today. I have a very special program. I'm going to be playing some newer songs, most of them based on scripture, and I'm going to tell you the background of how they came to be written. This first song, Be Exalted, O God, Among the Nations, was written by a young man, Brent Chambers, around 1977, I think, when he was at the university in New Zealand. He was really tired. He had gotten behind in some of his assignments, and he decided to take the afternoon off. So he went back to his room to relax and began reading his Bible. Soon he came across Psalm 57, verse 5, and he thought, wow, I would love to be able to put some music to those words. They really stand out to me. So he picked up his guitar and began to play a tune that just seemed to come to him. That evening, some young men from a music publishing company were in his room, and they were all playing songs and worshiping. And Brent decided to sing the new song that had just basically come to him out of his heart earlier that afternoon. And so he sang the song, Be Exalted, O God. Well, after hearing the song, David, one of the music publishers, said, Brent, do you think maybe God is speaking to you through these words? Well, up to that moment, Brent said it was just another song that he had written. But then he realized that was his heart's desire. He suddenly wanted to give thanks among the people and sing praises among the nations. And so, amazingly, this song has gone around the world, and Brent has now heard his song in 16 different languages. And Brent has gone on to write over 500 songs. So listen with me as we hear the celebrant singers singing this song based on verses from Psalm 22 and Psalm 57. Be exalted, O God, among the nations.
Sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great, is great to the heavens, and thy faithfulness, thy faithfulness the clouds.
Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be over all
Yes, that's my heart's cry too. Be exalted, O God, among the nations. And if you know Jesus, I'm sure that's your heart's cry too. Well, this next song I'm going to play for you is Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty. This song was written by Bob Fitz. He was a young family man, and he had his degree in music, and so he decided to take his family and move to Hawaii to help with the ministry there called Youth with a Mission, or as some people call it, YWAM. Well, the only place for them to live was in an old coffee bean picker's warehouse. It was a mess, and there were rats and bugs everywhere, and the roof leaked. Of course, it rains a lot in Hawaii, so of course that was a problem. Well, one night Bob said he began to talk to the Lord about their difficult situation, wanting a warmer, better place for his family. Suddenly he remembered he was supposed to lead worship the next day at church. But he was so discouraged with life, he was having trouble deciding what to sing. So he picked up his Bible and began to read, and he came across the scripture in Ephesians 1:3. Let me read it for you. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places." Well, out of that, Bob said, all of a sudden, this song just came to his heart. The melody and the lyrics came all at once, and he began singing, "Blessed be the Lord God Almighty." So the next morning, he went to church and was going to stand up to sing his brand new song, and he realized he'd totally forgotten it. He hadn't thought to, you know, to write it down, so he ended up singing another song. Well, he left church more than a little frustrated. But as he was walking home from church, his new song came back to him. So he ran the rest of the way home and quickly sang it into a tape recorder so he wouldn't forget it again. But he still didn't sing it at church in Hawaii. 2 years later, after he wrote it, he was doing a singing tour throughout Europe and included that song. And now it's being sung around the world. So here's David Butterboss singing for you, "Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty."
Blessed be
wonderful music. You know, as I was planning this program for you, choosing these songs, I suddenly noticed that all of the songs I'm choosing for this program are songs of praise and worship to God. Remember the first song I played, Be Exalted, O God? And then the second one, Blessed Be the Lord God Almighty. And then this next one, Mighty is Our God, is also a powerful song. Well, this song is an interesting one in that it was written by three men instead of just one. A young man named Eugene Greckel wrote the chorus. He was working with some young people at Stony Brook, New York, on Long Island, and he wanted a song that would be simple and yet something that would encourage the young people to really worship the Lord. As he was praying, suddenly the chorus came to him based on a scripture he read from Job 36:5. God is mighty, but does not despise men. He is mighty and firm in his purpose. So he taught it to the young people, and indeed it became their worship song. Well, some years later, people at Integrity Music in Mobile, Alabama, somehow heard his song and they wanted to put it on an album, but he only had the chorus. Then Garrett Gustafson and Don Moen, both prolific songwriters, thought that they could take this wonderful, wonderful chorus and write some verses for it. So they wrote some, basing it on scriptures including Revelation 4:11. Let me read that to you. It says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Well, soon this song was being sung around the world, including churches in California, where I was worshiping. Here are a few of the powerful lyrics. His name is higher, higher than any other name. His power is greater, for he has created everything. Mighty is our God. Mighty is our King. Mighty is our Lord, ruler of everything. Oh, and you know, if you have some stronghold, some difficulty in your life, remember that mighty is your God, and he can help you through anything you're going through. Listen with me now to Mighty is Our God, sung by the Praise and Worship Group.
Glory to our Lord, ruler of heaven.
Well, this next song is just simply powerful names of the Lord. It is titled, Jesus, Name Above All Names. It was written in 1974 by a New Zealand housewife, Nadia Hearn. She was doing the laundry, but her thoughts were on Jesus rather than the laundry. So she made a list of some biblical names of Jesus and placed the list on the windowsill of her wash house where she could see it as she worked. As she did the laundry, the words to this song began to come to her mind. Finding herself singing a line, she would interrupt her chores to play a few notes on the piano and transcribe the words and music onto paper. And then, of course, duty called her back to her laundry. Well, this song was first sung in the North Palmerton, New Zealand, New Life Church. Some missionaries heard it and carried it to other lands where its popularity quickly spread. It has been sung by many Christian recording artists and is included in a number of Christian hymnals. The words to this song are quite simply only one stanza of four lines. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Oh, I could preach a sermon on each name, as have many pastors through the ages. And so, as we listen to this song, just remember that what you're going through, no matter how difficult life is for you right now, no matter what part of the world you live in, whether here in the United States, Canada, Israel, Africa, India, Pakistan, wherever you are, God knows who you are and where you are. And the names of Jesus in this next song have power for your need. He knows your name, and he knows what you're going through. And if you ask him, he will walk with you through each and every circumstance of your life. So listen with me now as the praise and worship group sing, Jesus, name above all names. Yes, Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Oh, when I'm tired or overwhelmed or frustrated, I often sing that song. And when I'm going through hard times, I sing that song to remind me that whatever need I have, the names of Jesus have the answer. I hope you worshiped along with me wherever you are in the world. I was just imagining you sitting in your home, whether it was in Africa or Israel, here in the United States, and me sitting here in Utah singing together. Yes, Emmanuel, God is with us. You know, God is a very personal God. He's also made some promises to you and me. Let me read one to you from Psalm 91, verses 14 to 16. It's one of God's promises that you can depend on. God says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. And when they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and care for them. Oh, what a wonderful promise. God says, I will rescue you. I will protect you. I will answer you. I'll be with you in your trouble. Yes, that's our God. Not only is he a great God, but he is also a God who cares about you. You know, I can remember in my 30s when I was going through a very dark time in my life, and God sent an encouraging person into my life who simply said over and over, Samantha, I believe in you. With God's help, you're going to make it. And because of that person, that one person that believed in me, I believed I could overcome my problems. And you know, I may not know you personally, but may I be that person to you? Like you, in today's uncertain world, I have problems too. But may I say to you, with God's help, I know you can make it through your circumstances. I believe in you, and I know the Lord is trustworthy. He's a faithful God, and you can depend on him to walk with you through your difficult, confusing days, lonely, and frightening nights. In fact, here's another promise for you that Jesus said in Hebrews 13:5. He said, I will never leave you or forsake you. Yes, that's God's promise to you. Well, our time together is over. Will you write to me today? The announcer will give you my information. I would so love to hear from you and pray for you. I hope these songs have been a blessing to you, and I hope you'll tune in again, same time, same place next week. This is Samantha Landy, and it's my prayer that you will put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. That's facebook.com/TheSamanthaLandy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in him.